This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know what the problem is with making money on the internet? There just aren't enough people on the internet is the problem. So today we had Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg making a big announcement, something called Internet.org, which is going to try to lower the cost of internet connectivity, most specifically in the developing world. Facebook is partnering with companies like Samsung and Ericsson, to name just a couple, to make mobile apps run more efficiently, helping to develop the developing world, if you will. And yes, it sounds like philanthropy, but it's not. Here's Marketplace's Noel King.
Internet.org's website looks like the website of a traditional nonprofit. On the homepage, there's a video of African children playing and women working in the fields and a voiceover with that famous JFK speech about how we all inhabit this small planet.
We all breathe the same air. We all cherish our children's futures. And we are all mortal.
It's inspiring, yes. It's also good for the companies behind Internet.org, because people in developing countries can't join, say, Facebook, unless they're on the internet.
This new generation of people like Mark Zuckerberg understand that to develop those markets in the developing world, you've got to build up the infrastructure and invest up front.
The economist Matthew Bishop coined the term for this phenomenon, philanthrocapitalism, and co-authored a book about it. He says it's a growing trend. And tech giants aren't the only ones moving in this direction. Unilever is working to improve sanitation in poor countries and at the same time promoting their toilet cleaner, Domestos. But the initiative strikes some as even more ambitious than philanthrocapitalism. Rob Reich of Stanford University's Center on Philanthropy and Civil Society points to language in Zuckerberg's mission statement.
Because they have announced it as a political aspiration, connectivity as a basic human right, that is going to require political coordination in addition to business coordination.
As long as Facebook isn't trying, for example, to be the sole provider of the internet in the developing world, Reich says the link between their bottom line and the promotion of a public good strikes him as a happy coincidence. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.